time to look at developments on the market. It's mostly red apart from gold, ending the day up in the green, while the All Share Financials, Resources, Industrials and the Top 40 end the day down. Portfolio Manager at BP Bernstein, Makwe Masilela, joins us as usual on a Thursday. Good evening, Makwe.
Evening.
Let's start here. The day's market developments, talk us through what transpired.
You know, it was a very interesting week so far, you know, given that Monday we managed to reach the all-time high, making 60,000 or so. So that was quite okay. But, you know, we started having a mixed bag of news, you know, if you just try to follow all that. Here we are, we've got Donald Trump, you know, he's in Asia, and today he just made some interesting remarks, which are very good, talking about the unfairness of trade between the U.S. and China, and that was not positive for the dollar. Then we saw the dollar weakening, and also what exacerbated the whole situation about the dollar was this whole thing that, yes, we know we're all excited about the tax reforms that will happen, but I guess most of us knew that it's not going to happen like today. It can take anything between a year and 18 months or so, but now when get a confirmation, you know, that definitely come today, there might be an announcement showing that there are two conflicting bills when it comes to the tax issue, guaranteeing us that, yes, it's going to take much longer than we expected. The dollar continued to lose the ground almost to, what do you call it, 9 months low, you know. So that was very interesting. So that was supposed to help us as the rent. But unfortunately, what you call the basic resources, because of the metal prices losing some sight, then that put pressure on most of our resources. And now, and the rent, after a gaining at the back of a weaker dollar, then that was also negative for our rent hedges, because those are the ones which have been driving the market up, meaning the local market. Mm-hmm. And we know that they've been benefiting from a weaker rent. So the minute you see the rent doing okay, touching the likes of 14, we saw our banks doing just a bit okay. Remember, our banks tend to benefit from that.
Yeah.
And we also got some nice data coming out of China, you know. Them showing us that their CPI, their PPI is at least better. That tells you that at least there's still some growth when it comes to that side of the economy. So, you know, it's a mixed batch of news. So, and I think markets, as we see them, they're going to look for any reason to be able to take away profits, given that we had a very good run and in a very short period of time. Now, the rent started to weaken again, mainly because there's rumors that our president here, Jacob Zuma, might announce free education, which we know that we cannot afford it. Mm-hmm. So the question is, where are we going to get the money? And given that, the likes of Modi made him some unscheduled visit, making the downgrade unfinished imminent, come the 24th of November, that continued to put the pressure on the rent. And then the rent being weaker, then unfortunately, or fortunately for some of the rent hedges,
yeah,
managed to regain a little bit. Hence, you know, when you compare us with the European markets, we are not that bad, you know. I mean, we just managed to lose almost 200 points or so, which is not so bad. We could have done worse, given what's happening with the American market as we're talking now, given also what is happening with the European market. So the rent losing some ground helped us a little bit. And the fact that gold has lost its, what do you call it, the dollar has lost some ground, managed to have the likes of gold to be able to pick up some shine. So I guess that's more or less where we are. And something is just a mixed bag of things so far.
Definitely it is. Now tell us about mining and manufacturing figures.
You know, it's just unfortunate, you know, they continue to disappoint. And I'm saying so far we've been seeing a nice number coming out of that. You know, I mean, if you compare our mining last month, we saw, or August, we saw an increase of almost 6.9. For them to come with a decrease of 0.9, that's not a good thing. And manufacturing, yes, we know that's not been doing that excellent, but at least there's been an uptick for the past 4 months, you know. Check last month, I mean, August, it was up almost 1.8. And the market expected at least an increase of 0.8, but unfortunately, it was a decrease. And we know manufacturing and mining, they feed into each other.
Yeah.
We know those two sectors are one of the most important, or rather, the two most important employers. Both of them, they account for anything just around 19% of the economy. And now if you see sectors like that struggling, start asking yourself that, what are we doing here? We just came out of recession. Mm-hmm. Are we perhaps maybe going to see economic growth not doing okay? Yes. because it's not consecutive decrease in the of the GDP. We all call that a recession. But if it's smoothed out, you know, you take out the noise out of this whole thing, that confirms what the Treasury said, that there's no way we'll be able to grow by anything more than 1%. It also further confirms what the IMF said about our economy, that we definitely need a serious plan to make sure that we get out of the woods. So yes, that's not looking okay for now.
We'll have to leave it there for this evening. Thank you so much for your input. Portfolio Manager at BP Bernstein, Magwe Masilela, with the day's market wrap right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.